Welcome to Thinking Like a Boss, the podcast for lady bosses who are ready to turn their limiting beliefs into limitless opportunity. I am your host, Kay Krakow, confidence and mindset coach for female leaders. Each week, I will equip you to turn your fear to faith, your wounds to wisdom, and your pain to platform. You will walk away feeling lighter and ready to take on the challenges before you. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to episode number 93 of the Thinking Like a Boss podcast. This week we are back for part two of our four-part series of The Hard Truth, What No One Tells You. Okay, I'm back because we want to normalize those feelings and those fears that you have in business. Last week for part one of this series, we talked about truth number one. There's no fast track to success. Make sure you go back to episode number 92 and have a listen to that. And for this week, we are going to dive into number two truth, which is you will need to make massive sacrifices. Okay? This is not sexy, right? You guys don't want to hear this. Who wants to listen to a podcast where someone tells you you have to make massive sacrifices, right? It sounds awful. But guys, I tell you the truth, okay? This is what no one wants to talk about. They want to say, it's so easy. If it's not easy, you're doing something wrong. And yes, guys, it can be easy, but it can't be easy overnight. First, you have to make massive sacrifices in order to get to a place where you can allow ease and flow to come in, when you can have the money that you can hire a team, when you can have the money where you can outsource childcare or personal assistant tasks so that you have a little more time in your business, right? But you're going to have to make sacrifices to get there. And even when you're in a place where you feel like, oh, this is pretty great. This is actually not too bad. This feels pretty easy. If you ever want to go somewhere else in life, you're going to have to make more sacrifices, right? I remember being in that place in my business where I was like, this is pretty good. I've got this down with this coaching thing. Like, this is great. And then I had this bright idea of like wanting to write a book. And I realized, oh crap, I have to go back to that place of massive sacrifice again. This is not fun. This is not easy. And this is why most people don't publish a book, right? So I want you to remember that. People who make sacrifices are the 1%. Most people don't want to do it. Most people don't want to do the work. But here's the thing. If you're that person who is willing to make those sacrifices, you are going to go so much further than anyone else can. There are going to be so many doors that open for you. There are going to be so many opportunities because you are doing the thing that is not sexy. You're doing the thing that no one else wants to do. All right, so let's dive in today. So this is what you guys see, right? You see the overnight success. You see the laptop lifestyle. You see people talking about how easy it is with no sacrifice. And now here's what believing this lie that it can all happen without sacrifice will lead to, okay? I'm going to share three things that it will lead to. Number one, it's going to keep you staying stuck. Your business is not going to grow. There has to be a foundation, and a foundation takes time to build, right? You can't just say, I'm going to open this business and I'm going to let it be easy. I'm going to start this business. Or, you know, I have this great business that's actually sort of running itself now and I want to write a book, but I'm just going to let it be easy. Like, yes, I get it to a certain extent and I talk about it being easy to a certain extent, but there also has to be sacrifices, right? And believing this lie will keep you stuck. It takes sacrifice of time, sacrifice of your energy, sacrifice of your money, right? We have to invest. I wouldn't have a book if I hadn't invested in coaches and mentors and editors and people to help me get it out there, right? Or a team to help me with some of the marketing and some of the behind the scenes stuff that I needed help with, or tasks that I needed freed up so that I could go and do interviews and stuff, right? Believing that it's going to be easy and there's not going to be sacrifice is going to keep you stuck, okay? I like to like use the example of restaurants all the time because I feel like it's a little more tangible for people to understand. So I think it's like remembering that you can't open a restaurant without the building, without the employees, without ordering the actual food, right? So why do we expect different, right? Why do so many entrepreneurs expect different? I feel like it's very simple in so many ways to start an online business these days, right? Because you just need a laptop, right? You need internet, or not even a laptop. You can do it from your phone. And I think people just like expect it to happen for them. And they realize that there still have to be sacrifices, right? You still have to invest. There still has to be things that you set up, right? Like back in the day, it was really, really hard to start a business. You need a lot of capital up front, right? You need to buy a building, buy $100,000 of restaurant equipment, buy $20,000 in food to have on stock, right? These days, it's a lot simpler. And I think that in many ways, it sort of messes with people's mindsets, right? And keeps people feeling stuck. Okay, so what else? Number two thing that believing this lie that it will happen without sacrifice will lead to, it will talk you out of smart investing in your business. Okay, so in order to be a therapist, right, I needed to invest in graduate school. After grad school, I needed to invest in taking the New York State board exam, right? I had to get some books to study. Invest in a few hundred dollars into a computer program to like generate tests, right? So I could practice. I also went and got my postmaster's degree after getting that in addictions, right? Because I wanted to learn more. I wanted to learn more about how the brain works, right? Why we do what we do. That was all an investment, right? That was an investment way before I started my business. And guys, that was, I don't know, a couple $100,000 right there in investments. So why is it so hard for people to invest in the small things in their business, right? I like to ask that question. And I've talked about this before. I talked about this in the Momming Like a Boss in one of the episodes about how we have to just look at investments differently, right? Hiring a virtual assistant to come into our business or a personal assistant to help us at home. This will help our business grow so much faster, right? Hiring a coach or a mentor to help lead you in the direction and help you not make the same mistakes that they made before. That will help you get to where you're going that much faster. Yes, it's going to be, again, a massive sacrifice because I know for me, I had to put it on a lot of credit cards, right? There were many times in this business journey that I had to make some pretty big financial sacrifices, okay? To get it going fast, that was my choice, right? I wanted to get this going fast. I didn't want to spin my wheels, teach myself, make a lot of mistakes. I'd rather learn from someone else's mistakes. So hired several coaches along the way, put it on credit cards, right? Eventually paid it off, right? Paid it off a whole lot faster. Because my success was fast-tracked in many ways because I had information condensed for me, right? So again, believing the lie that it will happen without sacrifice will talk you out of making smart investments in your business, which will hold you back and make this take a lot longer than it needs to. Number three, okay? You're gonna stay lukewarm. One foot in, one foot out. You're not going to want to go all in. You never fully take the plunge and you just keep spinning your wheels. I can't tell you how many women come to me and tell me about how they're spinning their wheels and they've been spinning their wheels forever. And it's because they haven't wanted to make sacrifices. They think that just showing up, every now and then, putting an offer out there every now and then, that's what's going to build a business. And guys, it really wrecks your confidence when that happens, because it feels like, but I've been trying for 5 years and I still haven't gotten a client. But how hard have you been trying? What sacrifices have you made these last 5 years, right? You could have taken everything you did in the last 5 years and condensed that into probably 2 months, right? And then maybe month three, you would have gotten your first client rather than year six getting your first client. It really, really makes me sad, because there are women who have followed me along in this journey for 5 years who are still spinning their wheels. And it's because they haven't wanted to make sacrifices, right? They haven't had someone there to tell them. And yes, like, you know, I talk about this stuff in free content, but they haven't hired a mentor or a coach to tell them, hey, you are so beautifully gifted. You have so many talents to share with the world. You're doing a disservice to yourself and other people because you're not making sacrifices. You're trying to just have one foot in, one foot out, because you're afraid of failing, or maybe you're afraid of succeeding. Sister, go all in. Stop holding back. Make some sacrifices, because you have something so incredible to share with the world.
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And now, a message from a network supporter.
Hey guys, I know for many of you, 2020 has been an extremely difficult year. There's been tons of fear, disappointment, uncertainty, and it just feels like it hasn't ended, right? I know a lot of my clients, people I'm working with, are struggling, and I decided to partner with Faithful Counseling because I really believe in therapy. As a therapist, I know the importance of it. I have my own therapist. I've been a part of the platform, and it's been a really big piece of my business. Being able to talk about relationship stuff, family stuff, stuff from when I was a little kid, process all of that in a safe space. And Faithful Counseling is such a simple way for you to get that support. It's a faith-based counseling service that is all done through a simple app on your phone. You have access to your counselor every day to go and get support in the chat box. They have resources for you. There is also group therapy that's available. There are trainings that are available, and you get access to your counselor for therapy. So for all of you who know that you just need someone with an unbiased opinion to listen, to help you process what's been going on outside of business, Faithful Counseling is a really great option. And they have been so generous to give our listeners a special coupon code to get 10% off your first month. I also just want to say that already before that discount, Faithful Counseling is the equivalent of a copay. It is super affordable, a really great way for people to have access to therapy who maybe couldn't afford it before. People now have access to therapy virtually, right? Because we maybe can't get out of our houses. So I am just so excited to be in this partnership with Faithful Counseling and offer this 10% off your first month for all of our listeners. So if you're interested, go on over to faithfulcounseling.com/Kate Crocco. Again, faithfulcounseling.com/Kate Crocco, and you will get your first 10% off. And feel free to also pass that link to anyone that you know. Therapy is something that is needed for every single person. All right, let's get back to our episode. Okay, so now how can we flip this? Okay, I'm gonna give you guys three quick things. Number one, remembering that sacrifice is short term. Telling yourself, it's not gonna be this hard forever. I can't tell you how many times I tell myself that. The newborn years, right? Like, my girls are 3 and almost 2 now. And I'm like, oh, this was so worth it. The sacrifice of less sleep and not being able to work as much in my business. Like, it's so worth it. They're just started. Like, it's so fun now. Like, it's starting to become a lot more fun. Like, yes, they're sassy. And I know there are going to be times when it gets harder. But right now, it's really, really fun. That sacrifice was really short term, right? In the grand scheme of things. Really short term. There are going to be seasons of growth and transition that are going to feel painfully difficult at times, right? But those seasons are always worth it. The season of pitching my book, getting it out there, right? Trying to get a deal. That was painful. That was really hard with a newborn at home. But guys, it was so worth it. I would never take it back. Those sacrifices that I made. And actually, I'm going to share this with you because I think this will help a lot. When I was in that season of writing the book proposal, pitching it to literary agents, once I had the literary agent, pitching it to publishers, what I kept telling myself over and over again was, Kate, you have to fully commit. Because if you do this halfway, one foot in, one foot out, this could be a lot of wasted time that you could have spent with your newborn. So if you're going to do this, stop making excuses. Start making some sacrifices in other areas of your life. Work to condense your timeline. Stay focused to condense your timeline. Do not do this halfway, because someday you will turn around and you will regret that time that you wasted not being with your newborn. This is what I would tell myself all the time. And honestly, sometimes maybe I was a little mean to myself. Like, I would say it in a way that was sort of maybe a little bullyish, which I do not suggest, guys. But I am so grateful that I had that little bit of a bully. And I told myself this over and over again because it happened pretty quick, right? Because again, I said, I'm not going to make excuses. I'm going all in. I'm doing the work. And you can do the same too. That's why I share this with you guys. Okay? So the number two way to flip this, telling yourself, someday I will thank myself for the sacrifices that I made, right? And perfect example that I just gave, right? I'm sitting here today. I am in my little closet recording my podcast, my little closet office. And I'm looking at my book poster on the wall. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you, former version of Kate Krakow. Thank you for doing the hard work. Thank you for making the sacrifices, right? And we can look at this in all areas of our life, right? Saving money and not spending it foolishly on things that we don't need. Someday we're going to thank ourselves, right? My husband and I, we try really hard to not live any different than we lived when we were really struggling working like and living paycheck to paycheck, okay? So like we really don't go out to dinner that often. Like we get like cheap eats around here, right? Maybe like once a week or so. But other than that, like we don't go out to like fancy dinners. We don't go on fancy vacations. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, right? Like, I don't think I have any like name brand purses or anything like, or shoes. Like I just get whatever's on sale. And we have everything that we need. Yes, there are things that maybe we want, right? Like one of our cars is a broken down, my husband always corrects me when I say this. Okay, it's not broken down. It runs, but it's a Subaru Outback from 2008 that has like 130,000 miles on it. And it's the car that we just drive around town, right? Why have another car payment? Why spend another $500 or $600 a month on a car payment if this one works perfectly fine and it's paid for, right? Sacrifice, right? Like if we really wanted, we could buy another car or have another car payment, but instead we're making sacrifices today so that we can set ourselves up for a future, right? To save money, to invest in other areas, so that someday we can live a little comfortably. I always say I want to be one of those, like the next door millionaire, like the person that you have no idea that they make a lot of money or have a lot of money, because what you see is like just average, right? But they do, and they are able to give and bless other people with their money. That's what I hope to be someday. I mean, I should say I am that today, right? Doing the best that I can with what I have, giving the best that I can with what I have. And it pays off, right? That's also a little sacrifice that I encourage everyone to do, because I always say open hands to give are always open to receive. How can you change your business model so that a portion of your sales goes to a specific organization or a couple organizations that you truly believe in, right? Like, that's a beautiful sacrifice to make, right? It really, really is. And it will not only bless you, but it will 100% bless other people. All right, so lastly, not everyone is willing to do this. And this is, do this, meaning make sacrifices. And this is what's going to set you apart and get you ahead of other people. And I'm not saying like this is a race or a competition, but if you want to be set apart, if you want to be that 1%, you've got to do what only the 1% of people are doing, right? You can't do what the 99% of others are doing, which is not making sacrifices, right? Or doing it just halfway. You've got to make some sacrifices, right? Maybe it's not watching Netflix every night, or, you know, saving your money and not blowing it on things that are not important, but investing it in an important place in your business, investing it maybe in help in your business, you know, having an assistant who can help you. What are some sacrifices that you can make? All right, I hope that you found this episode helpful today. If you did, please share it with someone who needs it. Yeah, these next, you know, these four episodes of this Hard Truth series may not be like fun episodes to share with people because they may think that you're judging them, but I promise they will thank you. What you could always do is share with them a more palatable episode and just hope that they see the Hard Truth one and get to that one. And yeah, this might be funny because many of you might think like, oh, she's usually like really gentle. And I am a gentle person, but I also, a gentle person can also care and need to talk about the hard truth, right? And I do this all the time with my clients, right? I have clients who get on the phone with me and they're like, whoa, you know, I wasn't expecting like this kick in the butt, but this was good. Like, you just seem so calm and soft-spoken and you're a boss. Like, I was not expecting this. This is exactly what I needed. Thank you. And I truly think that we can be both, right? We can be gentle, we can be soft-spoken, we can be loving and honest and kind, and we can be truth speakers. So share this episode. Love you guys. See you next week for part 3. Hey friends, make sure you subscribe so you can receive the latest episode automatically downloaded wherever you are listening to this show. We also read every single review, so make sure you let us know what you thought about today's episode by leaving a review. Love ya!
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.